And now, today's episode of The Galactically Incapable. Hello and welcome to The Galactically Incapable podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Thompson. We find ourselves living in a world today where everyone just seems offended by everything. It doesn't matter if it's someone's opinion, something they see on the news, something they read on a bumper sticker. I'm offended. So I learned what I'm about to share with you all years ago, and it's simply this. Our emotions are our responsibility. Nobody can make you this, or make you behave this way, or make you feel or believe a certain way. At the end of the day, it's up to you how you want to intellectually and emotionally perceive the world around you. Ultimately, this is a choice. This also applies to me. It is my choice as to how I want to feel and perceive and emotionally react to stimulus or a situation around me. No one is immune to this. We all have a responsibility to manage our own thoughts and emotions. That being said, not everybody agrees with this perspective, and that's okay. So, without further ado, episode 5. So I have a neighbor who lives not super close by, but throughout meeting certain people in our neighborhood, she learned that I was a law enforcement officer. So she calls me up one day. Let's just say her name is Susan. Hey, Susan, what's going on? Oh, hey, Jeremy, just a quick question for you. I was just reading some things on the news and just kind of curious what the law says about certain penalty ranges upon conviction or being convicted of certain crimes. Can you help me with that?
Well, sure. I'd be more than happy to try and help you. Can you tell me exactly what crime you're trying to identify the minimum and maximum penalty for?
Yes, it's...
Okay. Well, I don't know exactly what the courts stipulate right off the top of my head, but when I get back to work next week, I'll be more than happy to look it up in the Colorado Revised Statutes, which is our law book, and I'll be happy to give you a shout back. How does that sound?
Oh, that would be great. I really appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Sure, no problem. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I call Susan back the following week, as I said I would, and I share with her the information I learned from the Colorado Revised Statutes. That conversation went something like this. Hey, Susan, it's Jeremy.
Oh, hey, Jeremy, were you able to find anything out for me?
Yes, ma'am, I sure was. You want to grab a pen and paper and write it down?
Sure. Okay, go ahead.
Cool. So it looks like the minimum penalty is 8 to 15 years, and the maximum penalty could be anywhere from 25 to 35 years for conviction of this particular crime. And her reaction just baffled me.
What? That can't be right. That is just so offensive. I mean, how are these people? God, I'm offended.
And she went on and on and on. And over the next probably 30 to 45 seconds, she must have said the word offended like 15 or 20 times. And then she started in on me.
How can you enforce laws that subject people to these types of offensive punishments?
At this point, I reminded Susan I was a law enforcement officer and not an opinion enforcement officer. I informed her very frankly. I said, hey, I don't make the laws. I just enforce them. It's up to the courts how they want to treat the ultimate punishment upon conviction for these things. That has nothing to do with us as officers. And at this point, Susan was just hunkered into how offended this made her feel. And I eventually stopped her. I said, whoa, time out. I said, Susan, have you ever thought about not choosing to live so offended?
How can you say that to me? That's offensive.
So clearly there was nothing I could do to change Susan's mind as it pertained to her emotional state. And I also reminded her, I said, "Susan, you asked for this information. I simply provided it to you." I said, "So you can live butthurt and offended all you want. It doesn't change what's true. Maybe the question you should be asking is, why do people choose to commit these crimes if they know there's going to be some type of punishment attached? These are the same people who will go out and victimize you and your family. So if you have an issue with that, you can take it up with your Congress representative. Outside of that, we're done." So this ultimately was another classic example of someone having an emotional reaction and entrenching themselves in what they feel while totally forgetting the context and how this whole thing came to be. Susan's not a bad person. She just found herself entrenched in how she felt and totally lost sight of the bigger picture and what was actually true. We all have those moments where we just dig our heels in and we're gonna feel the way we're gonna feel, and to heck with what's true. In my humble opinion, if you choose to live offended, that's 100% your choice, and that's on you. It doesn't matter what happens, what comes your way, your emotions are your responsibility, and my emotions are mine. In my experience, life is a lot easier if you can choose to not live butthurt and offended. My encouragement to everyone is when you start to feel yourself ramping up with negative emotion, take a breath, remember why you're here, and try and stay focused on the task at hand. Take care, be good, do good things, and we'll see you on the next one.